The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and the Cincinnati Pops celebrate their new seasons and the Diversity Initiative with a gala on Friday, September 9th at the Renaissance Hotel. Megan Berninking is on the CSO staff, and Micah Paldino is a member of the gala committee. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Micah, tell us about the plans for the evening, because this is going to be a Latin-themed evening, isn't it?
Yes, it will. It's a very exciting time for the CSO. We are actually holding this gala at the Renaissance Hotel on the corner of 4th and Walnut Street. It's going to be a very exciting evening that's Havana-inspired, with lots of Latin-inspired music and lots of oranges and reds. We're going to really activate the ballroom, which is really, really stunning on the fifth floor there. And we've got some great entertainment, and it's going to be a very, very great celebratory evening.
There's dinner, and there's cocktails, and there's a lot of performances, but it's not going to be orchestral, is it?
No, this time it's going to be a little bit different. We have the Jack Garrett Band, which is going to be fantastic. And we also have the CCM Diversity Fellows, which is really exciting. They're going to perform some wonderful chamber music. So we have a little bit of get up and dance and a little bit of sit back and enjoy.
Well, that's something I'd like to ask you about, Megan, because the gala honors this extraordinary diversity initiative, which is a collaboration between CCM and the Cincinnati Symphony and the Pops. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the CSO and the Pops really has a long tradition of trying to incorporate diversity and inclusion initiatives into a lot of our programming. And this year, one of the new, pretty groundbreaking in our industry, this fellowship with CCM, it's the only fellowship of its kind that partners a major symphony orchestra with a major conservatory. And so we have five fellows who went through pretty rigorous audition process. And these are postgraduates. Most of them are master's students or getting a postmaster's certificate. And they'll actually continue their studies at CCM alongside receiving really focused one-on-one training from CSO professional musicians, and while sitting in with the orchestra. And the goal of the fellowship is really to bridge the gap that we've seen between graduate students in conservatories and musicians that you see on stage, and the presence of minorities on stage. And so we're really looking forward to helping them provide the audition skills that they need to win an audition in a major symphony orchestra.
And the fellows will be performing with the symphony throughout the year, won't they?
Absolutely, including during the opening weekend concerts. They'll be sitting in side by side with the professional musicians of the Cincinnati Symphony, and we're really looking forward to welcoming them as part of the orchestra.
Now, I understand one of the fellows is a CCM alum.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, one of them is an alum of CCM, and the rest are from all over the country and really all over the world. A couple are international students, and they're converging in Cincinnati to join this fellowship.
Have you had an opportunity to meet them yet?
I personally have not, but many of our staff members have. And they're just really excited to be on board and to be part of this inaugural program.
And they're going to be performing as part of the program for the gala, right, Micah?
Yes, I believe they'll be performing right before dinner. We have a cocktail party that precedes it, so it's going to be a really nice flow to the evening.
And there are a lot of special kinds of activities that are going to be happening that you can't really talk about yet, but they're going to be very lovely kinds of additions to the evening, correct?
Yes, lots of cool little secrets.
And Megan, you mentioned that the Diversity Fellows are going to be performing with the Cincinnati Symphony during the opening weekend. And this event happens right in the middle of your opening weekend. So it's a really busy weekend for you all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thursday, September 8th is our opening very first concert of the season at the Taft Theater. And Emmanuel Ax will be joining us, which we're very excited to welcome him back. And then Friday night is the gala. And this is actually the first time in recent memory, if ever, that a gala event took place without a concert. And so the entire gala, while there will be plenty of musical performances, will not actually include a full CSO concert. So it's a bookended, and then Saturday is another concert with Emmanuel Ax.
How has it been adjusting to the fact that you're no longer in Music Hall? I shouldn't say no longer, but you're not going to be in Music Hall for this gala.
You know, I think it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of fun to get out of Music Hall for a little bit and give it some time to like get a little facelift. And so it's been really fun to go to the Renaissance and meet with their team. And what's also kind of cool is that the gala night is the first day the streetcar operates. So I plan on hopping at Music Hall and taking it down to the Renaissance in my tux. So I'm really excited.
And you're a member of the committee, Micah. Tell us who the chairs are and some of the other committee members.
Let's see. So the chairs of the gala are Tom and Molly Garber, and they've done a fantastic job leading this committee. Also, Dave Harriman, John Hinger, Than Pan, Sandra Rivers, Jessica Yankee, Kate and Pete Brown, Gene Crawford, and Tim Giglio. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a great time planning this.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really wonderful event, and I thank you so much for joining me. Megan Berneking is with the CSO, and Micah Paldino is on the gala committee for the Cincinnati Pops and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and it honors their amazing diversity initiative. It's Friday, September 9th at the Renaissance Hotel, and you can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.